Warning, we've had a year to practice and we still can't control our language. Listener discretion is advised. Welcome this week to the Listener Stories mini episode of Florida Man. I am Phil.
And I'm Joel, and this is the shorter version of our show where we read you the Florida Man type stories you, the listeners, have sent in from your part of the world.
News stories from your local area, personal stories where someone you know did something Florida Man-like, or things you have experienced where you encountered some dumbass or you were that dumbass.
And this is a special, we've got a special announcement, I guess, for this episode, because today, Friday, May 17th, is the first anniversary of our first episode coming out.
I didn't get you anything either. Now, I don't have a lot of money right now in my pocket, but since you control the checkbook of the said enterprise here at Florida Man's Industries.
Well, it's really just a PayPal account.
Well,
I can transfer you like $5 from the PayPal.
Never mind. You just ruined it.
I got some stickers that are coming.
Yeah, you've been saying that for weeks. All right. What are we doing?
So we got an email from a listener. Here's that email. Hey, guys. I live in the D.C. area and work for a government contractor that shall remain nameless. We are a magnet for a lot of strange people who think they're qualified to work for our company, and they clearly are not. When I saw this story, I had to share it with you guys because this kind of thing happens all the time around here. Keep up the great work. I love what you guys are doing. Brian.
No shit.
Yep. So, do you want to read the story or you want me to?
I got it. All right, here's the story. From independent.co.uk, woman tried to trespass on CIA grounds while asking to speak to Agent Penis.
Please say. I think you're pronouncing that wrong, ma'am.
A woman was arrested after she repeatedly tried to enter CIA headquarters and asked to speak with Agent Penis, according to police. Jennifer Hernandez, 58, claimed she had applied for a job at the agency and had an appointment with her recruiter at the complex in Langley.
So, where does the CIA actually like post their jobs? Do they have like go on like monster.com or
I don't know.
ZipRecruiter?
I don't know. She was first stopped by security when she attempted to walk in through the main vehicle entrance on April the 22nd.
So she's walking in through
come in the front door, right through the middle in Langley.
Not even through the front door, trying to get through the gate where they let the cars in.
When her story failed to check out, a CIA police officer told her she could be arrested for trespassing if she did not leave. Mrs. Hernandez then walked off only to return on May the 1st in a Lyft car.
Oh, that was her problem. She was on foot.
Yep.
Yeah.
So she was given a written warning and again told to leave.
Oh,
the
written warning.
The next day, she returned with an Uber and stated her phone was off and she wanted to, quote, speak to her recruiter, according to the criminal complaint filed by police.
All right. So this is the third time.
Let's see how far she gets.
Can't get in by foot. Can't get in the Lyft. Maybe you'll try Uber.
Let's try Uber. She left after being interviewed by police, but returned on the May the 3rd to ask for her North Carolina ID card, which had been left there on a previous visit.
This chick don't give up.
Mrs. Hernandez also requested to, quote, speak to Agent Penis, according to the criminal complaint.
Ma'am, that's pronounced Pence.
She was given back her ID card and escorted out to the bus stop.
Oh, Jesus.
So officers waited with her until the bus arrived, but she refused to board it and said, I ain't leaving.
Oh,
she was arrested and charged with a Class B misdemeanor before being transferred to the Alexandria City Jail. I'm going to see that cocksucker one way or the other. Jesus Christ. Where's that dickhead at?
All right. Now, if you were to call up the CIA and ask to speak to Agent Penis, that's a pretty decent prank call.
Yeah, it is a pretty decent. That's pretty good.
But
that's balls to go up to four times.
4 times. 3 days in a row to show up to the guard gate.
That's just asking for,
You're asking to get tased.
Sorry, man. We don't have
waterboard your ass.
We don't have an
CIA.
We don't have an Agent Penis. Are you referring to Agent Johnson?
Agent Dick Johnson.
Paging. You have a visitor at gate 4.
Sorry. Dick Johnson isn't here. I got Willie Johnson.
God almighty.
Jesus Christ. And
dude, you got many of those stories, send them on.
Yeah, seriously.
Oh, my God. We'll do a whole nother damn show on that shit.
Jesus.
All right, that's our listener story, the quickie for this week, folks. If you have a story you'd like us to cover on the quickie show, whether it's in your local news or a personal story of some dumbass you know, send us an email to floridamenpodcast@gmail.com.
This podcast was recorded at Southern Audio Production Studios in Fort Myers, Florida, and mixed in the dirt under a swamp buggy next to a fire ant hill.
Do we need to go to the fire ant story when you tried to zip tie my damn zip tie the
sure,
zip
why not?
Ties, put zip ties on my drive shaft? Yeah, sure. Got your ass lit up with some fire ants, didn't you? That's called karma, bitch.
And hold on.
Oh.
Under the Jeep,
yes.
Yes.
The drive shaft under the Jeep.
You were not anywhere away near me. I was not zip tying your drive shaft.
Oh, yeah.
That's not a euphemism. That was the actual drive shaft on the Jeep. Yeah.
Yes. All right. And as always, we will finish up tonight with the Ballad of the Florida Man. Y'all have a great week, folks. Peace.
Florida man. Might be crazy, might be stupid. He's a Florida man. Got his feet in the sand while he works on his tan. He's got an annual pass to Disneyland. He drinks his beer from a can, he lives in his van. Some oval tiny house inside. It's Florida man. Florida man. Might be crazy, might be stupid. He's a Florida man. Florida man. He's a dumbass, but we love him. He's a Florida man.
I need to speak to Agent Penis.